Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Yeah, this, my friend, is essential.
Are you listening?
I'm still listening.
What are you listening to?
My favorite show.
Are they essential?
Oh, yes, it's essential.
Essential to whom?
Oh. Drunks, perverts.
Riffraff. Those people are disgusting.
Then how is it still on?
Those are our people.
It's the Freak Show.
Freak Show Central.
Yeah, but it's our
Freak Show.
Non-essential personnel.
I actually am essential to the operation.
I am essential.
So, let's begin.
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, we're not the best darn thing in the world, or we'd be in a much larger area. Who wants to do radio in New York City right now? Not this guy. And you can have your Ryan Seacrest. This right here is live radio. It's local, right in your own backyard. And it's the only morning show in Central PA that comes to you in this coronavirus pandemic from two different zip codes. Who else can do that? Who else would do that? We don't know. It's Tom and Laura in the morning from Sunbury and Elysburg. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:17 now. Good morning. Good morning. I got new rules. I'm not gaining weight. All of a sudden, the big humor is how fat we're getting during the quarantine. Everything on social media, videos, still pictures. Somebody sent me a freaky picture of a 1960s Barbie doll yesterday and what she looks like now because of the quarantine. And it's like a very, 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 very large Barbie. And then there's those animal videos. I don't know how they doctored it up. It has to be, what does Movie Mike call it? CG something, computer generated animation, CGA or whatever it is. But like there's like the views of the Serengeti with like 400 pound cheetahs trying to run and all this stuff. All of a sudden this is a joke. And I'm like, no, not going to go there. Not going to put on the quarantine 15. I absolutely refuse. I was fighting this before any virus came around, all right? I'm not just going to give up now, sit on the couch, and gain 15 pounds. Just not going to happen. However, there are some of you people that are sending out funny things. I love social media only for humor. I don't do politics. I don't do religion. I don't do forward this and sign here. I don't do any of that. I just go to social media for stupidity and stupid humor. And I laugh at it. To the woman who sent the picture of a tree in her front yard surrounded by about 400 wine bottles. And it said new landscaping. I just thought that was hilarious. I know it's not real, but it's funny. And it's something to do with your empties. All right. And to the social media post of an old fashioned picture of two people like during the French Revolution dueling. And it says the new social distancing entertainment. There's two guys like shooting each other from 6 feet away. That's funny. Okay. This is what I want to see on social media. I don't want to see everybody getting fat. I want to see funny stuff. So that's where I stand.
Like the meme of Yankee Stadium. And you see all these people in it, and it says the first AA meeting of the summer after the pandemic shutdown.
70,000 people. and there is some humor that has come out of this. Kentucky governor yesterday saying that it's not funny to use fake names when applying for unemployment. Now his staff has to go through thousands of applications because somebody used the name Tupac Shakur when applying for... Well, it turns out there's actually a guy.
A couple of bad apples can make this challenge that much more difficult.
Right, sir.
For instance, we had somebody apply for unemployment for Tupac Shakur here in Kentucky.
Yeah. Right.
And that person probably thought they were being funny, except for the fact that because of them, we've got to go through so many other claims that one person thinking that they were funny, using somebody else's identity, is going to make tens of thousands, potentially, of other people wait.
Now, no, it's not okay, Governor Andy, but the fact is, it turns out there is a guy in Kentucky with the name Tupac Shakur, and he did apply for unemployment.
Is that his given name, or did he adopt it?
I'm thinking he changed it to Tupac after the Tupac died, or did Tupac die? because we're thinking it might be an Elvis thing.
You think he's living in Nashville?
Well,
he works at a barbecue place or something. Who knows?
That's where Elvis lives. 94KX with late night TV.
A pug in North Carolina has tested positive for the coronavirus. Help! I'm having trouble breathing, said a pug without coronavirus.
The rumors continue to swirl about whether Kim Jong-un is dead or alive. It's crazy. Who knew Kim Jong-un would turn into this generation's Tupac?
94KX, coming off of Nothing But 90s weekend last weekend, where Arrested Development was playing, and I just reconnected. I realized how much I loved Arrested Development. And Tennessee News is next on this Monday or Tuesday, or I don't know. During quarantine, what day is it? Does it really matter? We did this yesterday just to take that Speedway, that Sealands Grove Speedway announcer out of temporary quarantine. He's here to remind you what day it is.
It's Wednesday, Wednesday, Wednesday.
Thank you.
We think it's Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
You still need a haircut. Leftover pizza for lunch again. Yeah. Don't forget to wear your mask when you go out. And it feels like Monday or Tuesday. It could be Thursday, but it's not. It's Wednesday, Wednesday, Wednesday.
Thank you. Tom and Laura in the morning. With Biebs in his latest, the joke in my house is the new Maytag dryer makes the same noise as that song. So when you hear that boo-doo-doo-doot, boo-doo-doo-doot, it means it's time to unload the dryer. Or Biebs is singing on the Bose radio. We don't know the difference. It is the morning radio show that comes to you from two zip codes. My intelligent but still funny friend, Laura Good, is coming up in just a few minutes. You know, we talked about making things funny and finding the humor. We talked about it at the start of the show here at 6 o'clock. Now, I realize you got to be careful, okay? I have built a career on stupid funny, but sometimes people are offended. It is like, whoops, you know, that kind of thing. So there is like an art to it. And take Coors Light. Their latest commercial is brilliant. Coors Light is giving away a half a million beers because at this difficult time in history, we could all use a beer, as in the past.
Fighting a revolutionary war can be sucky. But do you know how George Washington kept his troops motivated? He made sure his men had beer.
Yes.
How about the Great Depression?
Oh.
Turns out that was pretty sucky, too.
Yeah.
But you know what they did? They called for an end to Prohibition. Did it solve anything?
No.
Of course not. But it did help them press on.
Yes.
Which brings us to today. Sucky, suck, suck, suckiness of historical proportions.
Yes!
Now, we know this won't fix it, but how about some beer?
Beer.
Go to @CoorsLight on Twitter and tell us who could use a six-pack and we'll buy them one. Because if history's taught us anything, it's that sometimes we could all just use a beer.
Suck, suck, sucky to immense proportions. So let's have a beer. Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom here in Sunbury. Laura is, she's in her house in Elysburg. And today's coming unglued. I need your stability on the show.
Oh, okay. I was unaware.
Well, it all started this morning when I said, you have to have humor in these here tough times.
Okay.
Humor is good. As long as you don't go overboard, humor is good. And I said, today I got hit with a double whammy joke. The governor of Kentucky lashed out against practical jokers, saying they're causing a lot of extra work when sifting through unemployment claims because someone in Kentucky applied for unemployment, somebody named Tupac Shakur. There, I made you laugh. Now, the funnier part was...
Hey, no, hold on a second. Tupac lives, just
well,
like Elvis.
There is that joke that Mark Lawrence and I made, exactly the same reference. Maybe Tupac is alive, Elvis is, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then it turned out that the governor of Kentucky is now under fire because there is someone in Kentucky legally named Tupac Shakur. And he apply for unemployment.
Oh.
So there's so much humor.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Wow. Tupac Shakur, what though? So I'm sure there's a different last name.
Unless he legally changed it all to Tupac Shakur. You know, grieving over the loss.
Or her.
Yeah, whatever. So then I'm sifting through news here, and I find out that police in Georgia yesterday pulled over a guy named Speedy Gonzalez.
Arriba, arriba, andere. gosh.
The guy's name was actually Speedy Gonzalez. They pulled
literally like one of the most racist cartoons out there.
Exactly. They pulled him over for what? Well, speeding, of course. But they also found out that he's wanted in several states for stealing a bunch of checks, stealing mail out of people's mailboxes, all of that. So Speedy Gonzalez is not speeding anymore. He's sitting in a jail cell in Georgia. Wow.
Oh, boy.
The rest of the real news coming up. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. All right, so we used to have teleconferences every once in a while in radio, and you basically could mute your phone and do whatever you wanted while the boss was yammering on about something nobody really cared about.
Isn't that every teleconference?
Okay, good. Thanks for having my back, my dear, because I'm not just making fun of ours. But now we have this thing called Zoom. Yeah.
Check on business now, and it has been booming for Zoom. The video conferencing app has skyrocketed in popularity since the pandemic began, as lockdowns forced millions of people to work from home. Uh-huh. Now, here's why Zoom is popular.
We used to have a conference call 5 days a week.
Yes!
I'd mute the phone and then I'd go right back to sleep.
Yes, I would!
But now my boss sent out a Zoom meeting ID.
Yuck.
It used to be a free-for-all. Now I have to be professional.
Yeah.
Boss can't see when I flip him off. At least he can't smell the alcohol.
Yes! For all you people Zooming today. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV.
A McDonald's in England this week partnered with the country's National Health Service to offer drive-through coronavirus testing. Said people using the site, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm positive.
This is nice. So that Facebook and Instagram are holding a big multi-hour graduation ceremony for the entire class of 2020. Sounds cool until they start reading the names of everyone graduating this year.
The Los Angeles Lakers reportedly qualified for almost $5 million from a federal government program created to provide relief to small businesses. Meanwhile, the New York Knicks qualified for federal disaster relief.
94KX, tonight we're going to party like it's 1999. Well, you are going to party if it's your birthday. Right, Laura? So,
heck yeah.
Biter's Birthday Buddies coming up with your chance to win this Friday. A $100 gift card. We'll tell you how. Musical birthdays. We have two, and one is quite amazing. It's Carney Wilson's birthday today, Laura. She's 52.
No way.
Yeah, 52. I didn't know she was that old either. But you Wilson Phillips fans from the 90s, there you go. And guess who's 87 years old today?
I'm crazy.
Oh, my.
Crazy for feeling. So
happy birthday, Willie!
87?
Hello, Wall.
You know what's funny about Willie Nelson music? You don't think you know it, but then when you hear it, you go, oh, I love that song. I love that song.
Blue eyes.
Crying.
And rain.
In the rain.
My heroes have always been cowboys.
This song, I don't know why I like it, but I do.
On the road again.
Who doesn't love this line?
Just can't wait to get
on the road again. Whiskey River, take my mind.
Whiskey River.
Good-hearted woman, love
with there he is with the rest of the guys, Waylon Jennings and all that. Oh, Laura, you're always on my mind.
Funny. How time.
Murphy, the morning show dog, loves himself some
Willie. He loves Willie.
Willie Nelson, 87 today. Happy birthday, Willie boy.
Fun fact.
Yeah?
Willie Nelson has this awesome ranch
yes. in Texas.
Yes. Right?
It's called Luck. It's the Good Luck Ranch.
Yeah.
And every 4th of July, it depends. The weekend before, the weekend after, he throws an epic party.
Yes.
And I've been there.
And now he doesn't smoke that stuff anymore, but the party still happens.
Exactly.
It's all good.
It's called Luck Reunion. Uh-huh. And this summer I turned 21 because my family lives in Texas down there. I got to go and it was epic.
I bet it was.
It was fantastic.
All right, let's have a birthday party, or as we call it, Biter's
birthday buddies.
Happy birthday, Bobby Apple. She's 49 today.
A very happy birthday to Bonnie Boop from Sunbury, 57 today.
Carl Dixon from Trevorton is 56.
Christopher Swineford from Richfield is 49.
Happy birthday, Donna Wagner from Freeburg, 52.
A very happy birthday to Gail Erickson, turns 53 today.
Jack Knapp from McClure is 64 today.
Joseph Brown from Danville is 40.
Happy birthday to Kaylee Brouse from Middleburg. She's 32.
A very happy birthday to Kelly Boyer, turns 44 today.
Kristen Mitch is 37.
Melinda Bowersox from Milton is 50.
50-50. Wow.
50-50.
Yeah. Patty Hoover from Milton is 54.
Roberta Leister from Tennis Park Road in Pennsylvania is 41.
Is it a town or is it a road? We don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway, Wayne Martin from Sunbury is 46 today. We've got nobody on the text club, but that's where you win.
That is where you win. We have no one on Facebook. We do have one for tomorrow already, though. So good job getting it in early.
There it is. Text win, though, with Biter's.
Birthday buddy!
On 94KX. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Outcast using some Earth, Wind, and Fire there. Moving you along in another day of pandemic. Tom and Laura in the morning try to bring you the good news amidst so much bad. Did you hear about this new group in North Carolina? They are called PledgeMyCheck.org. I think it's an incredible idea. If you have extra money and you're living well within your means and your stimulus check comes, you could just sign it over.
We all still had our jobs and we felt like it would be better for us to put that money to good use. It was really shocking. We had no idea what we were going to get. We were assuming a lot of folks were going to be chipping in, you know, $5 or $10 here or there. We started getting alerts of people pledging their full $1,200. Right now, we just want to get 100 people to pledge, and then we'll keep setting the bar higher and higher.
Yeah, any pledge is good, but people are signing over their entire $1,200 stimulus
check.
Wow. See, there are good people.
We say karma.
That's right. There are good people in this world.
Yes, there are.
We can't talk enough about the World War II veteran who is an amazing man, overcame not only World War II, but multiple illnesses, including a stroke and coronavirus, and ended up walking all those miles on his patio to raise all those millions of dollars. Right?
I just love this story.
Yeah.
He is such an inspiration, especially hitting the century mark.
Yes, tomorrow. Tomorrow he will be 100
yes.
years old.
Yes.
So we can't talk enough about Tom Moore, except for now. He has inspired a six-year-old child with spina bifida. I can't even look at this story or read this story without crying. He has inspired a six-year-old to walk 30 feet a day, hoping to raise $100. Yes, Murphy. Exactly.
Yes, Murphy approves.
This?
I feel like about 7:45 every morning is like when they're over this.
Yeah.
The dogs.
Well, this youngster, their six-year-old, only wanted to raise $100, walking 30 feet as a goal. The six-year-old has spina bifida. And instead, this beautiful child is up to $300,000 already.
Of course.
At justgiving.com. Here's a crowd of people just...
Try and lift your foot up, Frank. That's 3 meters. Good boy.
That's 4 meters.
Yeah.
There's the finish line, buddy. Nearly there.
Good work. Well done. Lift your feet up.
Eyes on the prize.
And lift that foot up, Frank.
Come on, buddy. You can do it.
Oh, my.
And there we go. 10 meters. Well done.
Unbelievable, Laura. Just unbelievable.
That is so heartwarming.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I'm a sucker for it, too. I can't do without this show. I'm just telling you. I hope everybody feels
that. I'm a sucker for you, too, Tommy.
There it is. You were a Girl Scout. You worked for the Girl Scouts of America.
Lifelong Girl Scout right here. Guilty as charged.
And you will always have that Girl Scout in your heart, right?
That is correct. I have nothing but wonderful, wonderful memories from both childhood and adult experiences with the Girl Scouts.
See, that's it right there. The Girl Scouts are suffering this year, though, like a lot of small businesses. They took quite a hit with their cookie sales. So last night, Jimmy Fallon felt so bad about it, he's decided to help the Girl Scouts and maybe rename some of their cookies.
A Girl Scouts brand just received federal aid to make up for lost cookie sales, but also to try and boost sales. The Girl Scouts are releasing some new limited edition flavors.
So what do you think, Laura?
There's used to be Thin Mints. Tagalones.
Tagalone?
Dosey, don't touch your face.
Ah, yes!
More time homeschooling your kids.
Oh.
There's also, I think I'm about to ginger snaps.
There you go.
That's my favorite.
94KX, shine on. Tom and Laura in the morning, the only morning radio show from two different zip codes. You can't get that locally. You can't get that anywhere. Here we are, just hanging out together, but not really.
Together apart.
Yeah. How long could you do this before you finally go bonkos?
Honestly, I'm very, very lucky because I have the large outdoor animals to care for.
Yes.
So I'm not technically trapped inside.
So you kind of use animal therapy every day.
That is correct. If I did not have the animals, we would have already hit our breaking point.
Now, when we say large animals, we don't really mean MacGyver and Murphy the Morning Show dog. If you're familiar with Laura, she also has horses. So she takes care of all the animals.
I do, and I'm very lucky that up at the farm where my horses are, there's, you know, 50 acres, 100 acres that I can walk on, hike on. There's no one else up there, and it's, you know, distanced from everyone.
There
so,
you go.
Very lucky.
As you saw from my video on our social media, I practice social distancing just by walking out in the backyard, which is a very large cornfield. So I feel I am very lucky. Don't have a whole slew of animals, but I've got my little automobile collection. My cars are very clean. Let's put it that way.
My house is very clean.
There you go. But the average person, when will they finally snap? A new survey says 72% will hit the breaking point in June. So we better start moving in May. Do you agree? I think it's about right. I mean,
yeah, I would say so. I mean, because this all kind of started mid-March.
Mm-hmm.
We've now passed mid-April, so we are over a month.
We'll be at mid-May when we finally start opening. Fingers crossed on that.
Fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm. The average American says if this goes 6 months, they couldn't handle it. Wow.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I would. At some point in time, the travel itch is going to be scratched here in the good household.
There you go.
But I do have to say, in rural Pennsylvania, we're so lucky because we can get outside and walk our dogs. We have these open spaces that we can continue to take advantage of while practicing social distancing. If I lived in a city.
Yeah, so one-room apartment in New York
God.
City. I would be like crazy by now.
So I don't know how New Yorkers are doing it.
So
seriously.
Maybe that's why we have the number that says, and it's scary, 1 in 4 people have already passed their breaking point, including 20% of men, 29% of women. So yeah, the cities, I think there's your number. So
the thing that I noticed on this survey, though, that actually gives me pause, and I don't necessarily know how I feel about it right now.
All right.
That if the serious lockdown continues and individuals don't agree with it, close to almost over 20% said that they would just do their own thing.
I agree with you. People doing their own thing is wrong. We can't do that. And then
that's selfish. That's just selfish.
Yes, and not related to this article is the fact that when people start coming back to work, a large percentage of them will come back to work without telling anyone if they tested positive. That's even scarier. Now, come on.
It is.
Tell the truth.
I think we all, yes, tell the truth. Think of others.
Yes.
Especially if you're young and healthy and you aren't affected by this, it's not about you anymore. It's not about me, the healthy 36, 37-year-old individual. Mm-hmm. It is about others that you could affect. So let's try not to be selfish as we slowly reopen things.
Very good point, because the younger people are the people that are most frustrated. Americans 18 to 25 and then that 25-plus demographic, whereas the old people are okay with sitting at home.
Yeah, I mean, we just have to be mindful.
That's it. Let's all
and remember to be kind.
Yes, be kind, be mindful, and let's all get through this together with late night TV.
So there's a new thing they're doing called isolation proms, where all the kids will get dressed up and they'll dance over video chat, which is okay. I guess it's better than nothing. When I was in high school, I had an isolation prom too. Everyone else went to the prom. I stayed home and played my clarinet.
Tom and Laura in the morning. I do know how to adjust my bass and treble. There it is. News is coming up next. Sports and AccuWeather. This has been a techie time for some of us old folks, Laura. Don't be snickering at me.
I'm not snickering. I'm impressed with how you have adapted to this new working environment.
At least some of it. Some of it I just go, eh. But I
know some of it you just kind of like roll your eyes at.
I see here you're going to quiz me. Is that it?
I am. I have a quiz.
Okay.
And basically this comes from a survey that I read this morning that said that close to a third of us have learned at least one new tech skill during lockdown.
So you're saying I only have to score a one or better and I'll be a techie, huh?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. How many things are on this list?
Uh-oh. There are 10. And all you have to do is just say yes or no.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
What is Zoom and how to use it?
Yes, we Zoom at least 3 times a week here on the marketing staff. Yes, I know
Woo-hoo.
How to use it.
Yeah. So look, you already have one.
I already have one.
Okay, how to set up a group video chat?
No idea. They're already set up for me.
Okay.
Okay.
Still holding at one.
Okay.
How to share a link for a virtual meeting?
No.
How to set up a group chat on WhatsApp.
Don't even know what WhatsApp is.
Oh, I love WhatsApp. That's how I communicate with friends of mine who are abroad.
Of course you do. See?
Right. How to turn your camera off and on during a video call.
I do know that, but I could guarantee you a grand majority of our marketing staff here does not know how to do that.
Okay, so then you have two.
All right, so I'm up to two.
Two points.
All right.
How to add people to a group video call.
No, don't know how. I don't want to.
How to join a group chat on your phone.
Yes, I do know how to do that.
Okay, three. Send a text. You know how to do this. I know you do. How to send a text to more than one person.
Oh, yeah, because you, me, and News Guy Matt sometimes get into a lot of laughter.
We do.
Yes.
Okay, so you're up to four.
Yeah, all right.
How to make a phone call, but using your computer.
Don't we have phones to make phone calls? No, I don't know how to make a phone call on my computer. I know how to make a phone call on my phone.
Okay, but you can call with your... Anyway.
All right.
How to mute your speaker on a video call.
Oh, you know my language, Lori. You know. You know I know how to do this. You know it.
Hey, you got 5 out of 10.
Yay.
5 points for Tom.
Summa cum laude and techie.
No, I think it's not summa.
Okay.
Maybe just cum laude.
Okay, I'll take it.
Okay.
Thank you. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Winding down on a Wednesday. Hey, we'll be back next week, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Next week, we come back with a new contest. We love when we party with Giant Market. And this one's going to be interesting because... it's really easy, easier than like our giant bonus item of the day or any other thing we've ever done with Giant. This one's going to be even easier, right?
Oh, yeah. You don't have to remember an item. You don't have to remember a price. Literally, you call, you win.
That's it. We're calling it the Giant Grocery Stimulus. Okay? And you don't. If you do win, you don't have to wait a couple extra few weeks for the president to sign the check either. It's not going to happen.
No.
not gonna
happen. True. Giant is just going to instantly give you a $100 Giant gift card just for listening to you and I in the morning, Tom.
Uh-huh. And it starts next week.
Calling when we say to call.
Yeah, and when do we usually say to call? Hint, hint, caller 1, 9, or 4? Are we supposed to say?
Oh, wait, and that's nine, the radio station we're on. 9, 4, 1.
There it is. Be the correct caller, win a $100 gift card. That simple, starting next week. You think we can handle that?
I think we can more than handle that.
Stay with us next week. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. We wrap up every show with a thought for the day. What you got for us today, Laura?
Ooh, today is from one of the greats.
Me?
Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I would put you in the same category, but I probably would.
Chad Evans?
For sure.
He's written a lot of books.
Who, Chad? He's written a lot of plays.
Oh, he's written plays? Well, you could get the script. It's a book. Anyway, so Ralph Waldo Emerson today.
Hmm. Oh, yes.
All right.
I have one 12th grade English teacher, Mrs. Barron, to thank for this one.
Oh, thanks.
The purpose of life is not to be happy. It is to be useful, to be honorable, to be compassionate, to have it make some difference that you have lived and lived well.
I get the spin there, because if you have all that, you'll find your happiness.
There it is.
There it is. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye, guys.